Kala Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erchin Bavli Daf Yud Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amid Beis, on the fourth line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Eve Min Beminoi, Achitim, E Miftarfim, Imakol, Ela Imakusamin, Asaibim Miftarfim, Imakol, Chutz Min Achitim. There's a Mishnah that asks, which of the same species with which the grain is joined for challah? Wheat joins only with spelt, and barley joins with everything except for wheat, and our Mishnah connotes that all five join with each other. Rabbi Yosi, Amalei Stam, Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taman, b'nashuch, v'kam b'balu. Rabbi Yosi himself and Rabbi Yonah quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that there it discusses nashuch, which is the doughs touched, and if one separates them, part of one will stick to the other, and here they were mixed together. Tani, Rabbi Chia, Kain, v'kulam, shebalalam, tvua, kamachim, v'tzeikos, mitztarfos, shetzeim, roshei, isios. Rabbi Chia said that all doughs that were mixed together, grain, flour or dough join to complete the shear for challah if they're connected to the ends of the dough. And Rav Yosi v'ahin nashuch lav kama orasu at amah einu mitzaref v'hacha shisei nami einu mitzaref. Rav Yosi rejects that the case of nashuch is not like joining the ends, and you say that different species don't join. Also here they do not join. Mao shilaku al chalasam dvatayra. If all species were mixed together, is a non-kohen given malchus from the Torah for eating their challah? Rav Yonah b'shem Shmuel, Rav Yosi, Rav Yavo b'shem Rav Shimon b'Nokish, ein loiken al chalasam d'var Torah. Rav Yonah quoting Shmuel and Rav Yosi quoting Rav Yavo, quoting Rav Shokish, said that he does not receive lashes min haTorah for their challah. Am Rav Yaakov ba'acha, Rav Shimon ben Lokish k'dati d'espalgun ha'pigav ha'noisa chutei v'atomi v'shachachon Rav Yochan amar la'bitlu zeh ezeh Rav Shimon ben Lokish amar bitlu zeh ezeh. Rav Yaakov ba'acha says that Reish Lakish is like he taught elsewhere, because he and Rabbi Yochanan argued about pigol, noisa, and tummy that were mixed. Rabbi Yochanan said they were not mevatel each other. Reish Lakish said they are mevatel each other. Am Rabbi Yosi v'loy damyan taman ama ze aso v'ze aso v'amhacha shnei dvarim rabim al echad mevatel noisei v'kva bidlo al shloy nasu issa ad shloy nasu issa. Rabbi Yosi rejects that these are different. This is aso by itself, and this is also by itself. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no bittul. However, over here, two matters of heta, means two different species, each of which is less than the shear of challah, are the majority over one, and then mevatel it. And it's already bittul before there's an issa, a dough obligated in challah. Ilu echad shesei asa chamish issios mechamisha minim de'irvu v'amav b'shim menokish ein loiken al chalasam d'var Torah yeus. Had one made five doughs, each is a shear by itself, and he mixed them, and Reish Lakish said that he's not lashed midoraisa for their challah, properly you could say that this is like he taught elsewhere, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Hillel Azokin Hayakorach Shloshten Ka'achas. Hillel Azokin, you have to wrap all three, Pesach, Matzah, and Mor, and eat them as one. Am Rabbi Yochanan Chalukim al Hillel Azokin. Rabbi Yochanan said the other Tanaim disagree with Hillel Azokin. They say that if one does so, they are mevatel each other. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Korach Matzah, and Mor. The question is, Rabbi Yochanan wraps matzah and mor. Kan b'shas ha-mikdash, kan shalav b'shas ha-mikdash. The answer here is at the time of the mikdash, means all are Torah mitzvahs and they battle each other, and here is the time when there's no mikdash, means only matzah is deraisa, so mor is not mevatel it. V'afilu teima kan v'kan b'shas ha-mikdash, shnei dvarim rabim al-echad mevatel noisei. And the second answer is, you can even say that here and here is at the time of the mikdash, two matters are the majority over one, and they're mevatel it. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eshlet some say means he took exactly the same amount of matzah and mor, so neither was mevatel the other. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Elazar k'shem she'ein, I should say hamitzvah is mevatel ze'ezek, kach ein ha'isur mevatelin ze'ezek. I should say Rav Yosi quoting Rav Elazar says just like mitzvahs are not mevatel each other, so isurim are not mevatel each other. Rav Yeshua d'Romia by asa isa mechamish zaminim v'chazav asa chamesh isio isa min echad ve'uvu. Chitim Shaboy, Mao Shivat Lu Chitim Shaboy, Usaim Shaboy, Mao Shivat Lu Usaim Shaboy. Rabbi Yeshua of the South asked, if one made a dough from the five species and then made five doughs, each from one species, and mixed them, touching them to the first dough, is wheat in it in the dough of wheat? Mevatel means is it joined with wheat in the first dough, and is barley here? Mevatel means joined with barley here. Am Rav Chia ba'ada lekein am Rav Yosi shnei dvarim rabim al echad mevatel oisei. Rabbi Chia ba'ada answered that didn't Rabbi Yosi say that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that two matters of heter are the majority over one, and they mevatel it? It's as if there's no wheat in the first dough and no barley. Surely they don't join. So rather, he asked if one made doughs from five pieces and mixed them, but didn't knead them together. Each piece is divided into several scattered pieces, but every piece is recognized from one species, so bittul does not apply. And then he returned and made five doughs from five species, each from one species, and didn't mix them. He only touched them to the first dough. Is the dough of wheat mevatel, means it's joined with the wheat here in the first dough, and is barley mevatel, means joined with the barley here. Even though nothing is butter in the first dough, perhaps they don't join, for no species is connected. Other species interrupt between the pieces of wheat and between the pieces of barley.